Kind of an unusual weekend for us, but definitely a good one. Seeing the guys from the 0-1 team, it's really really special, and of course tying that in with the Rams and having a good performance out there today by our team was good. Tom breaking the record today was of course what it's all about, winning games. And thinking back to that first one in 2001 against Indianapolis, it's a lot of water under the bridge, but good. So I thought we had a good effort today all the way around. Offensively, defensively, we got off to a good start, played from ahead. Certainly there were some plays we left out on the field, but thought we made enough of them, turned the ball over, took good care of the ball. And it's a battle with the Rams in a kicking game. As I talked about all week, they're really good, and they did a good job on some field position plays that we covered well, but so did they. And that was a tough matchup, but overall, it's good to get to 10 wins. And so we know we had a big challenge this week with Baltimore. So turn the page and get to work on that. But good, it's a good solid win today against the Rams. Proud of what our team did. I thought those guys worked hard again this week. We had a good week of preparation for a team that we didn't know very well. And I thought we got to know them and played pretty competitively there for four quarters.
Bill, I know it's all about the team with you, and it's about good players and being able to watch good players play. But as someone who knows football as well as you do, what is it about Tom that has allowed him to grow to this great elite level where right now he's on the top?
Well, I think Tom does the things he's always done. He prepares, hard on and off the field, physically, mentally, studies film, knows our game plan, knows the opponents. He's got great experience, makes him every game. He has, a couple plays out there that are, let's say, just made on experience, just kind of sensing something or, doing the right thing in the right situation. He's got a lot of poise. Guys flying around all around him, but he's able to keep his eyes downfield, focus on the target. That's a great job, in the pocket, sensing the rush. So pretty long list. I don't think you win, over 200 games by just doing one or two things right. You do a lot of them. He does.
Bill, your offense got off to a great start. Took the ball down the field, scored. Then you ran into a little lull there. Finally got a turnover, converted that into points. How big was that for your team?
Yeah, well, we had some chances there in the second half. We just couldn't finish the drives. We had three field goals. We had the ball down there, but we just weren't able to get the touchdowns that we had to start the game. So there were, overall, I think we were hurt by too many negative plays. We had some holding penalties, some tackles for loss. It created second and long, third and long. And defensively, they do a good job in those situations. They get you in third and 9, 10, 12, like we were in too many times. We didn't do well there. So that's always a tough down and distance situation to be in. We got to do a better job of getting positive yards on first and second down, so we stay out of that.
Bill, along those same lines, the Rams' aggressiveness on defense, how much did that make things difficult for you guys in the passing game today?
They're a good defense. They have good rushers. They have fast linebackers. We talked about them all week. Big safeties. Johnson's a good corner. Gaines went out, but Johnson's a solid guy. And they do a good job defensively.
Seemed like
you got 27 points, so that's it's not terrible. But we left some plays out in the field, and they they do some things to make it hard for you. They did a good job in the second half, keeping us out of the end zone, and like I said, keeping them put us in long yardage situations at some point in the drive, so we weren't able to finish it.
Coach, your defense played a pretty good game for 3.5 quarters. How frustrating is it they didn't quite close the game out, giving up 68 yards on a 4th and 11 and ultimately a touchdown?
Yeah. We obviously could have played that play better. Britt ran a good route. It's a good throw. We just Got beat on a double move.
Coach over here to your right.
At halftime, Lawyer Malloy thanked the fans for honoring the first group to do it the Patriot way, as he said. And I was just wondering if you would agree that that 01 group kind of set up an identity for your program that still exists even today.
Definitely. Yeah, that was a tremendous team. They we struggled in the early part of the season, 5-5 at midseason. I won 9 straight after Thanksgiving. A lot of those wins weren't pretty. They were just good situational football, good toughness, just being able to make the right play at the right time. Played pretty well on defense. We were good in the kicking game. We had a great kicker, and Antoine Smith gave us a lot of good yards, a lot of tough yards. You know, Tom didn't turn the ball over. Troy gave us some explosive plays in the kicking game and enough plays on offense to win. So you put it all together, that team, they found a way. They played the best. I don't know if they were the best talent-wise, but they played the best, and that's why they're champions. So always be right at the top for me in terms of teams and individuals that I admire because of what they did. I mean, the deck was stacked against us week after week after week, you know, Oakland to Pittsburgh to St. Louis especially. But that team competed for 60 minutes. They were relentless, believed in themselves, believed in each other, believed in what we were doing. So it's great to honor them, great to see them all back here. Not all of them, but a lot of them. 43, 44 guys, whatever it was. So there's a few of us still kicking around here, and a few guys in some other spots, Adam and Romeo, Mike and Larry Izzo and so forth. But it's great to see those guys back. That was a tremendous group.
Following up on that, Bill, how special was just last night? I mean, to get that group of people back, just the effort to get them back at the expense. I mean,
very special. Absolutely. That was a great night for a couple hours just to be able to see those guys again. A lot of them look good. A lot of them look like they could still play a couple downs anyway. It was a lot of fun. It was great to see them. It was just a great opportunity to enjoy each other and reflect back on a great year. And I'd say, you know, not only what they did for the Patriots and the program and this organization, but you know, it was kind of a springboard for Boston sports here over that decade. Not that, you know, we had anything to do with the Red Sox or the Celtics or the Bruins or anything else, but it was just the first one of many with those three great organizations. And, you know, it's kind of feel proud that, you know, we were the first one and that they all followed. And the Cannons, throw them in there too.
Bill, along with the example that they set on the field, Devin talked about encountering those guys, hearing some of the stories. How much do they reinforce the message of what you tell today's players, the current Patriots? How important is it that they hear from those Patriot players of the past and what it was like for them to go through various forms of adversity to stick with the Patriot way to persevere in the end?
Well, I think it's, you know, every team's its own team. So there'll never be another team like that one. There'll never be another team like this one. It'll be unique, but there's certainly a good message there. And I talked to the team a little bit about what that team did and how special they were. And when I think back to that team, you know, what they did was hard. It was really hard with the way the season started and just what we had to go through. And I'd say the way that team was coached relative to the way some other teams have been coached, it was we had a lot of work to do. We had a lot of foundation to build, a lot of structure to implement. But they didn't blink. They responded to it. They met every challenge. Didn't always come out on the winning end, but we battled. We took some tough losses. Miami in particular. You know, after we beat Indianapolis, kind of thought we were getting back on track a little bit at 2-1 or 1-2. We quickly went to 1-3 down there. I mean, that was a hammering. But like I said, that team battled through it, battled through a tough loss to the Rams on Sunday night, and then won the rest of them. Not necessarily with a lot of style points, but with enough game points at the end to be champion. So it was pretty special. But, yeah, I'm sure our guys respect what they do, love to hear it. They've heard about a lot of those guys. And not so much from the 0-1 team, the 0-1 team that also were on the 0-3 and 0-4 teams, you know, the Brewskis and McGinnis and Adams, guys like that, Troy Brown. But there were some guys that were on the 0-1 team that didn't play on the 0-2 or 0-3 and 0-4 teams. And I said it kind of makes them part of that special group.
Just a couple game-specific questions. The fourth and one on the opening drive. Is there any, like, what's the thought process there? You're on the 43, so obviously too deep on the field goal. Was there any hesitation there to go?
No, we have a lot of confidence in our team in those situations. And, you know, I thought LeGarrette, it was an interesting play. We'll take a look at it on film. It kind of looked like on the field that he could have gone inside and got the first down. And he went outside and got the touchdown. So, it was a good run by on his part, obviously. You know, we had good blocking there. There was definitely space to run. I thought Josh, Dante, Ivan, you know, offensive coaches, we had a good short yardage game plan. So, and we hit a couple of them. Those were, you know, those are big plays, a big play for us. You know, get off to a good start and finish that first drive. So, it's good.
And then the way Steven kicked today, what was your thoughts on his effort?
Good. Other than one kick, I thought he hit the ball well. Kickoffs, you know, good hang time on the kickoffs, gave us a good chance to cover against a good return team. Cunningham is a good returner. And we hit our scoring opportunities, which it's always important to take advantage of our points. When we have an opportunity to score points, take advantage of those situations. So. It's a good operation, by the way, good protection. That's a good rush team. They've gotten a lot of pressure on the rushes, both inside with Donald and Brockers and Thomas and those guys, but also on the edge, you know, with Davis and coming outside. So overall, looked like, you know, from the field, a decent operation there. Again, always good to hit our scoring opportunities.
Bill, you mentioned that group was 5-5 and then ran off the 9 after Thanksgiving. At 5-5, did you have any sense how special they were at all? And can you do that on a yearly basis? Do you have an idea about this team as well?
Yeah, I think at that point, no. Not every year is kind of like this. I think at that point we were 5-5. We were trying to get to 6-5, and we were 6-5. We were trying to get to 7-5, and it was just try to have one good day, try to have two good days, try to have a good week, try to play good. Start all over again. So that team just kept believing in itself. We kept playing again. Every game was a tough game, other than the Carolina game at the end. But the Miami game, and that was really the division. And as it turned out, for a first-round bye. So that was each of those games, the Miami game, and then Oakland to Pittsburgh to St. Louis. We're just trying to find a way to win. We were trying to. I mean, we didn't really think of ourselves as anything special. I don't think that really happened until really kind of was all over. We were just trying to find a way to compete and find a way to win. Still think it's pretty interesting how the NFL schedule gave us a bye the last week of the season. Like, you guys will be out of it, so you can go ahead and start your vacation early. Go ahead on home. I think that certainly surprised them, surprised the schedule makers. Of course, we ended up having to play because of the 9-11 game that got postponed with Carolina in week two. But when the schedule came out, we saw that our bye was the last week of the season. It's like, you know. But I think we didn't follow along to the script that they had written for us, but. That's all right. Thanks, Coach. All right, great. Thank you. All right.